Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Or you better you bet. With Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley, they bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
You know what the soothsayer said? When the Florida Panthers beat the Bruins in Game 7 and came back from 3-1 down against the greatest regular season team in history, this team's going to win the cup, and I'm going to bet them in every game. 8-1. I'm so awesome.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
In some markets, if you had a guy catch fire in June, it might be too late. If somebody catches fire in NL MVP in June and Ronald Acuña is still awesome, it doesn't matter that the guy did that. Ronald Acuña is just on top of the mountain and that guy's not even close to the summit.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
The phenomenal Friday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Ken Barkley here with you on the BetQL Network. Awesome first 2 hours of the show. The first hour devoted to game one of the NBA Finals with the Nuggets taking down the Miami Heat and our thoughts on game two, our thoughts on the rest of the series. I'm going to go back to the well with the Miami Heat coming up on Sunday night. Ken gave you great thoughts on how he expects the rest of the series to play out. If you missed it, you can find it in podcast form. You can also find our two guest interviews last hour on the show. Dennis Bernstein breaking down all things in the Stanley Cup Final, who he likes to win Conn Smythe, which team he thinks he's going to win Lord Stanley's Cup, and his bets for game one. Pretty strong stuff from Dennis on how he expects game one to play out between Vegas and Florida coming up tomorrow night. On Saturday night, our pal Joey Kanish stopped by giving us a bunch of bets on a bunch of different sports. And Ken told us how we could use the month of May to maybe predict who can or can't win the World Series this year. Very, very interesting. And I think definitely worth a listen and a watch if people missed it. And if you consumed it, good for you. You're smarter for having done that. Next 2 hours of the show, we'll feature all our bets for tonight and Major League Baseball bets for the weekend, bets for the Panthers and the Golden Knights coming up tomorrow night in Game 1, and early bets and thoughts for Game 2 with the Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets on Sunday. But for now, where's your bucket at?
Oh, man, I totally forgot. I was getting all my spreadsheets and stuff set up. I was getting everything set up. All right, give me
Ken
a second.
Ken is wearing his regular hat. Yeah, I'm going to my father-in-law's pizza place after the show to have dinner. This is like hashtag, Ken putting his headset back on, like hashtag this is 40 in lieu of like going like out to dinner tonight. We are just going, okay, like it's, my birthday's on Tuesday. Like, what do we want to do on Friday? We're going to go to dinner. It's like, well, actually, you know what we should do instead? Let's just go to like the pizza place. And, like, have something to eat there and then, like, come home and go to sleep and, like, get ready for the weekend. So, I think this is going to screw up my hair for tonight's dinner, but
I have no such concerns. I just have to – my biggest problem is that my headphones, like, can't fit over this thing. It's, like, so obnoxious. So.
That is – it is a massive bucket hat. Like, it is big.
It is. Well, and I wear the over-the-head headphones and Nick wears the earbuds. So, just, like, it's a little different in terms of the apparatus working here. But we're good. I think we're good.
I will take us through the teams that we have already done on eight buckets. But Ken, why don't you give like a quick primer? And like for people that are like, hey, like they give this primer every day for in case people are just like parachuting in and they don't know what the parameters are of what we're talking about. Ken, just give a quick intro how we're coming up with this with these numbers here as we have our projections based on schedule and we compare them to NFL win totals in the market at BetMGM to try and determine if there's valuable bet to be placed on either the over or the under.
Man, I should just do like a minute on this. We should record it and just play every day because I feel like I did the minute really well yesterday. I don't know if I'm going to do it as well this year or this time today. The game is called Eight Buckets or the segment. We're going to do it a lot. The two bucket hats that Nick and I are wearing, that's two of the buckets. We will draw a team from the bucket of bets. That's the third bucket, which I'm holding. And when we pick that team out of a hat, out of the bucket, out of a hat, when we pick that team out of the bucket, we're going to go through every game on their schedule. Decide what we think the point spread is going to be in the market for that game as best we can at this point. And once we do that, the game will then go into one of five buckets for a type of game. It will either be a blowout win, a blowout loss in terms of what we project, a blowout win, a blowout loss, a likely win, a likely loss, or a toss-up, Those are the five buckets. Five plus the bucket of bets plus the two hats. That's eight buckets. How do we figure out what's a blowout win? What's a blowout loss? What's a likely win? What's a likely loss? What's a toss up? Using the point spread that we project for the game. And this is really kind of what we think the market's going to be. It's not like, well, I love this team, so they're going to be favored by 95 points. It's really like a realistic guess. Blowout win and a blowout loss. Use the point spread of seven or more each way. So favored by seven or more, dog of seven or more. Likely win and likely loss. Use a point spread of 3 to 6.5 as a favorite or an underdog. And a toss-up, as you might imagine, is a very small point spread. Sub three either way. So 2.5, 2-1, 1.5 pick, all that stuff. Those are toss-up games. And we give a certain amount of wins, either a full win all the way down to no wins for each one of those games. And if that sounds confusing and you don't really get it, it's going to be really easy and we're going to do it for every single team. And I promise it'll be easy to follow along.
So apologies if people have been like listening to the show or watching the show every day and you've heard that explanation. Again, we do this for the benefit of people who may just be listening for the first time. So they're like, what the hell are they doing? There's a little explanation. Can I, before we draw the next team out of the bucket, can I bring something else up? Like take us off track for 1 second here.
Oh yeah. I got a couple things like that.
Our pal Tyler Morales just tweeted this, and I wanted to bring this up at some point of the show today. And this kind of like spurred this in my head to bring this up. So Tyler, who is our technical director on the show Monday through Wednesday, Bill is with us, a great Bill Matz, on Thursdays and Fridays. Good to know that on Tyler's days off, like he's either tweeting like his live bets in golf or like other things related to sports betting. One of the reasons why we love Tyler. So Tyler tweeting this, and Offshore has this market up, Ken. Ja Morant, how many games will he be suspended next year by NBA Commissioner Adam Silver? And the impetus for this, obviously, is Adam Silver's quotes that were disseminated yesterday prior to game one of the finals that, and I'm paraphrasing here, basically that Silver and like the league's investigation of Ja Morant's second like gun video, basically on Instagram Live, that they've uncovered additional information. And out of respect to the Nuggets and Heat, they will wait to like announce what the findings are until after the NBA finals. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out like, wow, this is probably going to be bad. Because if it were good, they would just be like, here it is. Like, it's probably bad and would take the focus off the finals if it's like, hey, we're suspending him the entire year. I actually thought about this earlier today. I actually wanted to ask you this question, but we have the market now. I was going to say, like, what's the right number? And I think actually this Offshore has the right number. It's 50.5. So do you think it's going to be more or less than 50 games, basically, the Ja Morant suspension? I think he's going to get suspended the whole year. So I don't know what you think about that. Again, that is a market that you can currently bet into right now at an Offshore.
I've actually done some work and reconnaissance on this because there are other places that have other types of markets up about this because of what Silver said. And so I reached out to somebody who might know and I said, hey, like, have you heard anything about the Ja Morant suspension? You know, like I said, is it going to be long? And the person goes like, well, what do you mean by that? Like, you know, because that could mean 10 games. That could mean, so I go, how about like half the season? And his response was, I don't have any hard intelligence, but man, that's like really long. And I would be really surprised if it's that long. And I just thought that was interesting. Not somebody who bets necessarily or like a betting answer, but just thought that was interesting. Somebody who would kind of know. And so I don't know what this is going to be. I think what I wouldn't do is try to read too much into the commissioner's comments yesterday, because think you can work the problem both ways here. If it's he's suspended for a really long time, that dominates the conversation. If it's he's suspended for a week, that dominates the conversation even more because he didn't get anything. Like, there's no answer to this aside from like some magical perfect number of games where it doesn't get just absolutely dominant in the news cycle while the finals is going on. So like, there's no, like, it doesn't mean it's really long. It could also mean it's really short and they want to like put the new, like put it out on a Friday in July when no one's paying attention. Like, it's just, it could be anything. So it's not, I would not read into that it has to be a really long time. Now, like the comments in terms of just like, oh, well, like we found like information that, you know, like I forget what the exact quote is. And it honestly doesn't matter. It sounds bad. But that could also mean like 20. Like 20 is a long time. Like 30 is a really long time.
There's and it was a market eight. Open. The first suspension was 8 last year.
Yeah. For context. So like, 8 games. So cool. Like more than 8. Feel really confident saying that. Now, is that like 41? Is that whole season? Is that 20? Because I'll just tell you, like that. So that's a it's not even an offshore. It's like an app that not everyone has access to, and the limit is really low on it. And that had, and what, 60 was their number, or 50? What did you say?
It's 50 and a half.
50 and a half. I love how it's a half. It's just like, love it. As like, I guess because 50 is a number that the commissioner could technically pick because it's like a round number. I see, like, I could bet over 30 somewhere right now for more than $1,000 if I wanted to. So like, that's like, 60 isn't the market. 50 isn't the market. No one knows what the market is, I think, because this isn't offered anywhere. So I don't even want to like anchor us in like it's 50 and a half. I actually wouldn't be surprised by anything. What is a range where I wouldn't be surprised? 25 to 82. That's probably the range where I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe 30 to 82. But 25 or 30.
I understand what you're saying. And then I want to get into like the other stuff that you potentially had other than eight buckets. Well, we'll get to eight buckets here. Like, and you bet with Nick and Ken. I understand what you're saying, that like it could be interpreted in a couple different ways, that, hey, like maybe actually it's going to be a really short suspension. Maybe it's only going to be 15 games and the NBA is waiting, like you said, like to drop it on like a Friday, right? And hope it gets buried in the news cycle. But like, don't you think though, it's the, if you had to guess, that it's the other way, right? That it's going to be worse than we expect based on like his language. It could go the other way. Just
what do we expect? What does that mean, worse than we expect? Like I expected like 30 to 40 was probably my expectation. Like about half the season, maybe a little less. It was eight the first time. Like, I mean, half the season literally means like you crush them next year. Like you're like, that's incredibly penal. Like that's like, that's really punitive. Even if it's not the whole season, like they really like maybe won't make the playoffs. I mean, that's like a big deal. And it's a year of his career. So like, you know, like 30 and 40 aren't nothing. And it was eight. So like, I don't want to jump. The only argument that I guess you could, I would entertain for like 82 or something, or something like something really, really outrageous, is, I don't know how to explain this. Like knowing the commissioner, this commissioner, and like kind of like how I feel like this league under the rule of this commissioner likes to handle like things outside of basketball, I guess would be the right way to put it, would be like as aggressively and over the top as possible to make it seem like everything's cool. And this is like a good league that's like very like behaves itself and that kind of stuff. So like, sure. I think those things, but that's why I said the range that would surprise me is 30 to 82. That's why I said 30 to 82. Yeah.
Right.
Well, they got double
to a degree
is what happened. Yeah.
big time.
They did. They actually got double crossed.
1,000%. Right. And like, and the sponsors got double crossed too. And that's why I'm thinking like, I don't, maybe it's 30 games. I think it's going to be at least 50. And I could be wrong about that. That's just my sense.
I just feel like they're going to. It doesn't, seeing that number doesn't make me want to make a bet. Like I don't have like any frame of reference for how long I think this is going to be. Aside from it'll be like a good amount longer than the first one. So that bumps you up to like 25-30 is the starting point, I think. Like if he's suspended for 30 games, people are going to be like, wow, that's so soft.
Yes.
30? Well, people would say that anyway, though. If it was 50, people would say it should be the whole year, I guess. So like, I guess any number that's not the season is soft. But like, I mean, like go from 8 to 30. Okay. Like, I don't know. Like what? What's the precedent? Like what's the precedent for any of this?
My opinion is, I think 30 games people would say too soft. 50 games, I think people would say like okay. I don't know if it's 50. If people are going to be like it should be 80. That's my opinion though, and I don't speak for everyone.
Knowing people, I'm just talking about like I guess like the media is what we should say, because it's like when you whatever you read and whatever reporters say and whatever you watch on television, the aggregate of that. There's almost like no way to like satiate this group other than the maximum. And so maybe Silver and like kind of like what we think about Silver, maybe that's like, okay, cool. The maximum. Don't you guys like me now? Like maybe, but I don't know enough. And there's no precedent for like this. We'd be like, well, that time when, what time when? Like what? So what are you using to base this judgment off of? It's really just kind of like, you know, is he, there are people with pitchforks, and is he going to appeal to them or not? That's kind of it.
You know, I would say, and like, it's not apples to apples, but it would almost be like, you know, Roger Goodell suspending Calvin Ridley for a year. And again, it's not an apples to apples comparison, but like no precedent for that at that point. And Goodell basically saying like, here's the precedent. Like you do this, like you're done. And maybe Silver's going to do the same thing. Like you want to do this? Like you ain't getting suspended for 8 or 30 games. Like you want to like flaunt guns on social media and like sully the image of this league? Like you're done. Like we'll see you in 2024 later.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. I just hearing these numbers, I don't know if it makes me want to make bets that I like, oh yeah, like it's going to be more, fair. You know, like especially like 50 and a half, like 50 and a half. Really? Like, honestly, 50 and a half, I think I would like not have no opinion. I think I would like lean under a lot.
Alex,
I think like 35, 41, 45, like those are all really reasonable numbers.
Sure. Agreed. Stephen A. Smith said that it shouldn't be a full season or even half in 25 games. And like, I'm only bringing that up because he's obviously extremely influential, both in the NBA and for the media. That's pretty interesting. All right, coming up next, 8 buckets, NFL win totals next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.